The president of Harvard University, Lawrence Summers, is proposing to make it easier for students without financial means to get a free undergraduate education at his institution. He says he's doing it because of the way the American economy is going. The rich are getting richer, and the poor are falling further behind. Mr. Summers, a former Secretary of the Treasury, went over the numbers in a recent speech to the American Council on Education. He said the best way to make the American dream happen for a low-income high school graduate is to send that kid to a great college, perhaps even to one of the most selective universities in the United States, Harvard University. Larry Summers joins us from the Harvard campus in Cambridge, Mass. Larry Summers, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Linda.
Now, the income gap, you said in your speech, is getting bigger, and along with it, the education gap. How bad is it?
The gap in income between the most fortunate and the least fortunate is widening. The incomes of the top 1% of the population grew almost 10 times as rapidly as average incomes over the last 20 years. But the seriousness of that situation is exacerbated by the fact that the transmission of inequality may also be increasing as well.
The transmission of inequality?
That is, the tendency for the children of the rich to be rich and the children of the poor to be poor is actually increasing. And so, for the first time in our history, the gap between the life prospects of the children of the fortunate and the children of the less fortunate has increased.
How do you turn that around? You say you think the best and the brightest from the bottom income quarter don't even think about a place like Harvard.
Well, you look at the data and you look at the bottom half of the U.S. income distribution, and only 10% of the students at America's selective colleges appear to come from the bottom half of the income distribution. And that's an 80% underrepresentation. That's a very serious thing in terms of equality of opportunity. If you look at the best students from poor families, they are a little bit less likely to go to college than the worst students from affluent families.
So let me ask you again, how do you turn that around? How do you, Harvard, turn that around?
We, Harvard, are turning it around by redoubling our efforts to recruit the poorest students and by eliminating the parental contribution entirely for any student with a family income below $40,000, sharply reducing it up to $60,000. We've also started a new program over the summer to prepare kids whose family background doesn't help them to have a chance to apply successfully to some of the top schools in the country.
How much is it going to cost Harvard?
The scholarship program costs about $2 million a year, and then there are additional costs for the Crimson Summer Academy and additional costs that will be associated with our success in recruiting poor students.
Harvard already does have very generous scholarship aid. Basically, if you can get into Harvard, you can go to Harvard has always been the mantra. But do you think you're not doing enough? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think we're doing enough, and there are a couple reasons to say that. One is the results of the focus groups we did with students from low-income families. Most of the students told us that they didn't feel they could ask their parents for the contributions that we were expecting.
That contribution is a relatively small share of the cost of Harvard, but you
even the couple of $1,000 that we were previously expecting from families with under $40,000 was something that students didn't feel comfortable asking their parents for, and that told us that we had a problem. And then as we talked to people around the country, and I've seen it very clearly in the mail we've gotten since we made this announcement, that there are thousands of students who just assume that a place like Harvard is out of reach. And by making the parental contribution go away, I think we're going to send a signal that our doors are really open to everybody.
Larry Summers, is this a kind of a backdoor way to bring back affirmative action to choose young people who will help to diversify the student body?
Linda, I believe that affirmative action is very important. But even as we focus, as I believe we should, on racial diversity, I think there is an equally important dimension, which is diversity with respect to economic circumstance and family background. My hope is that the example of the kids we're able to admit will be an inspiration to others. My hope would also be that this will be a issue that will be taken up by more and more institutions across the country.
Larry Summers, thanks so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Lawrence Summers is the president of Harvard University. He joined us by the magic of radio from the Harvard campus.